gaseous red-orange planet revolves around its sun, wearing an intricate array of rings that spread beautifully and delicately about its circumference. There are other planets in the system, but they lack the artistic flair of this one. Above the planet, the stars glitter delightfully. But wait, new stars are popping into existence, a new cluster appearing. But now they're growing larger. They're not new stars after all.
The target is the third planet.
The one with the rings?
Yep, the Purdy one. All ships align on my vector. Follow me in for geostat orbit above the pole.
Launching drones in a standard spread. Sensors are not picking up life signs.
Nav to pilot.
Go ahead, Nav.
I've checked the initial probe report. It found no life signs on the planet itself. The life signs were in the planetary rings.
Thanks, Nav. Dog, can you divert the drones to the rings?
Doing it now.
The newly appeared stars resolve into a fleet of capital starships. Starships carrying the 16th and 17th regiments of the 3rd Army of Earth. Drones fly ahead of the starships, mapping the planetary rings and searching for signs of life. Searching for targets. Slowly the starships move towards the pole and slip into orbit, whilst inside one of the cold metal hulls, an officer stands before his assembled troops.
It seems most of our usual assault techniques will not be employable here at, Tlemet. What kind of a name is that? The aliens are in the rings rather than on the planet, so we're going to be operating in zero-G. The science weenies have dictated that there will be no preliminary bombardment, as that would just scatter the ice and minerals that make up the rings. Meaning, of course, that we couldn't be sure to have cleaned up the place. The armourers are currently attaching jetpacks to your suit, so, gentlemen, you're going to be rock-hopping. Quit your griping and suit up. The troop carrier's launch in 90 minutes. Dismissed!